The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, good morning, everybody, and this is the Chaunce. Yep, the Chaunce is on the road again. But we are broadcasting from the E. Erner Goodman Boy Scout Museum at the Owosomie Scout Reservation. We're doing a little circle of Boy Scout camps and youth camps this past week in Western Michigan, and having a great time. Just having a great time talking fishing with kids and doing all kinds of stuff out here. It is just great meeting some great, great people. And we'll talk about some of the fishing that we did out here too. But, you know, remember to, first of all, we have to tell all of your friends, please, 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 please tell all your friends to tune in and listen to ESPN Chicago on the app, or go to the website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and click on the word podcast. And you can hear today's show. You can hear past shows. You can just check it all out on the podcast there too. And you know what? You can subscribe for free, and it's all for free. So don't pass it up. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Remember that. But also go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us. That's very important too, because we get a lot of information that we throw out there, and just to keep the people active and in tune with all the outdoor information, no matter what state you're living around the Great Lakes or anywhere east of the Mississippi River, we try to cover it all for you and bring it. But what do we got going on today's show? Oh, man, we got a lot of stuff going on today's show. First of all, I'm hoping he's sitting waiting at the dock. Normally he is every Saturday, but until he says hello or calls in, then I know Captain Tony's waiting for me at Winthrop Harbor. First Saturday of the month. What does that mean? The Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County is going to come on and talk to us about the programs that we can enjoy in the Forest Preserve this month. And this is kind of a fun month because you have to remember that there's schools starting with a lot of schools starting early in August. Some of them start mid to late August. There's a lot of different programs there. So you need to think about getting the kids to get out there and have some fun with us so we're all enjoying the great outdoors. The other thing is that I want with the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, there's programs for young kids during the week. I mean, little kids during the week. There's programs for adults in the week. There's those great programs for the more senior. Yes, the more senior sportsmen. Don't pass them all up. Get out there. Meet some new friends. Have some fun. Because when you get out and enjoy the great outdoors with new people, guess what? You feel a little bit younger, sometimes a lot younger. Okay. And then we're going to be talking with Brian Schoenig. Brian is from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, and his world is the invasive species. And you've been seeing on TV articles about the black carp. Now, this isn't the Kopi, or what used to be called the Asian carp, but it's not the Kopi. This is called a black carp, and it's another invasive species. It's been around a while. It's predominantly one that you're going to see in the rivers, but there's a bounty on them. Yeah. They're not easy to catch. Let's just say that. And I'm going to be talking with Brian about, all right, what can we do? What is this program? How can I make maybe upwards to, you know, $1,000 a month catching black carp? If you're catching that many black carp, well, then, my friend, you should be fishing a lot more tournaments. So that's a very important thing there, too. So you know, we're going to have him. And then, of course, last but not least, my grandson, Aiden, who I'm going to be stopping by and seeing today as I'm working my way back to Chicago. We're going to hear from him about maybe some fishing that he's been doing with his friends and, you know, my son-in-law or whoever. I never know what Aiden's doing in the great outdoors, but it's always something fun to do. Okay, we got that. Oh, a couple of things. You know, this is State Fair Month. And we're talking, you know, Wisconsin, Indiana, Iowa, Illinois starts on August 7th. And we're going to try to cover more of that. We're going to be taking a little trip down to the Illinois State Fair, too. But if you're a city boy who's never gone to a state fair, you need to go. I think I was probably in my early 30s the first time I went to the Illinois State Fair, and then I went to the Wisconsin State Fair and the Michigan State Fair. I could not believe how much fun I had. I really, and just to see all the activities, every DNR has a huge booth at these state fairs. I mean, talk, you know, Wisconsin, I thought it's a city of DNR. Illinois has 30 acres right in the middle of the state fair. State fair is full of all these booths and concrete and parking lots and, you know, sidewalks. And you go to the DNR area, that 30 acres of heaven, and guess what? There's park benches. There's trees. There's shade. They have some vendors there. They have every department at the state fair that are in the DNRs. Get out there. Enjoy it. I can't wait. I've got 10 days starting on the 7th to get there, and I'm going. And if I see you there, make sure you stop and say, "Hey, Johns, love the show. You know, we'd love to hear from you." But you know what? I just got a note from Justin Pottinger, who's working the board back in the studio, that said, "Somebody's on hold. It must be Captain Tony."
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Well, he must be sitting waiting for me on the dock next to his boat, Captain Tony. How are you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Chance. How's everything going?
It's doing okay. It's doing okay. Hey, I mean, we finally got a little break in the wind and the heat and everything else that we've had to deal with. I'm excited because, you know, you've been catching salmon really well. And, I mean, you know, you've changed your program because we found out those kings are early morning, early risers, right?
Right. Yeah, they changed again a little bit. Now we're really not sitting on the hill. That water's super warm in there right now. Actually, I'm dumping in about 150 and going out to deeper water. Even out to 220 was really good for some bowing. We still have a few cohos around, but we're fishing the deep rods. We're catching kings down off the bottom during that colder water down there.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. The standard Dodgers flies, spoons, stuff like that, or what?
Well, mostly I'm running a spoon program because there's a lot of rainbows, you know, variety of spoons. But I do put down the white paddle down there with a spinning glow or a white fly. He's been working, taking trout, some kings occasionally, and once in a while we get a coho on them. But usually I'm right now, my Dipsy's got blades on there, like a Charlie Special and a Dragon Lady out there with a frog fly. Everyone knows what the frog is. They've been working pretty good. But day to day, it seems like it's changing, and we have this front on us now, so it's going to change the program again.
Well, yeah, but that's, you know, when you have somebody that's out in it every day like you are, you're able to, your adjustments are a little bit to make it work, where somebody who doesn't do it every day, they're making huge adjustments to try to figure it out, right?
Right. You know, if you find out something that's working, stick with it. If you're catching fish in an area, work it pretty hard and then move on if the bites stop. That's what I suggest, yeah.
The Captain, the favorite line of mine of Captain Tony is, don't go find fish if you're catching fish.
Right. Work that pocket. You know, there's some tight bait to the bottom. We had some kings that had some medium-sized alewives in it. The Lakers had a mix of gobies and alewives in them. So if you're, you know, catching fish in an area, I would definitely work it. Go back through it a couple different angles. There's some wicked currents out there, so these fish like sit in a certain direction when they're feeding.
And, you know, I've noticed on the Facebook page, Diamond Ghost Charters, you are posting some great group pictures from, you know, six people down to two people, because you're able to adjust a program where if you only have you and, you know, myself and a friend of mine can go out, you can do a program for two of us to go out, right?
Correct. Correct. Yeah. You know, weekdays, I get a lot of twos and fours, sometimes sixes, but weekends, usually it's a full bulk. But then again, you know, some people do just come out with a few people on the weekends too. So, you know, just got to get out there. I have some dates left in August coming up here.
Okay.
Not many.
Okay. If somebody wants to get a hold of you to get one of those hot dates, and, you know, as a matter of fact, I would love to talk to somebody on the air that went out with you on a charter, so we'll have to get somebody, okay? But what do they get a hold of you best at?
I would call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741. If I don't answer, I'm probably offshore, and cell reception out there is not the greatest. So if I don't answer, you can also try a text, and I'll get back to you once I get back and closer to shore.
Okay, and once again, what was that phone number?
847-366-0741.
And what do we yell on Diamond Ghost?
Fish on.
Yeah, that's right. We all yell, fish on, fish on, fish on.
There you go. Get that rod.
Get the rod. Get
everyone
the rod.
Watch the weather. We got some fronts coming through. Be safe out there.
Sounds good to me, my friend. Take care.
All right. Good fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Watching the tide roll away.
Hey, sportsman, Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with the monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund & Low dealer in the upper Midwest, has those 2026 Lund & Low boats you have been waiting for being delivered every day, all powered by a Mercury outboard. But if you want to enjoy a day on the water, fishing, boating, or just having fun on the water and want to really save some money, Waterworks has a few 2025 Lund & Low boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at bargain prices, so don't wait. Call them up now. Waterworks Marine has the largest selection anywhere of Lund & Low boats at a price you want and powered by a Mercury outboard. But you still have time to enjoy a fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in and see them at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. But remember, ask for that Chauncey special price.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on. And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on! This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, fish on!
It started out just like any other.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
That sucker almost pulled me in.
Monster Bass!
The drag of my reel was smoking.
Monster Bass!
Please don't break my line. The summer's coming up over my favorite little bay.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, the one, the only, the all-encompassing man behind the green curtain who knows everything of every program that's going in the forest, all 77,000 acres of the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, Mr. Tim Mondel.
I think you have the wrong guy.
I had to think. That's right. We've got 77,000 acres, you know.
We're acquiring land here and there, you know, as we talk, hopefully a little bit more each time.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that sounds good. Tim, August is a time when some schools are starting, some schools aren't starting, but it's a lot of times it's the last hurrah to get some kids out before they have to be in a classroom all day long. And I mean, there's programs, a plethora everywhere, aren't there?
Always, even in this heat, which, you know, is making our job always a little bit more challenging. But, you know, we finagle, we figure it out, and you just kind of work with what you have. But that was a good segue, actually, into this program today that's going on over at Caldwell Woods. It's the annual Back to School Community Adventure Day. And the title pretty much suggests what's going on for that day. Mm-hmm. It's a way to encourage the communities on the north side of the city, northern suburbs, to come on out, learn a little bit more about the forest preserves, engage, learn all that jazz. And then we have a backpack distribution, some music, some food. We work with a few partners. It's a nice way to just celebrate the back to school season, but also kind of the cap, even if it's unofficial, the ending of the summer season.
And that's going on at Caldwell, right?
Correct. Yeah. So Caldwell, I think I've mentioned before, Chance, it's the site has been around since the dawn of man, but recently went under a renovation, so to mm-hmm. say. And so the inside, it's a dedicated wellness center, and the exterior side has a few more assets that make it a little bit more user-friendly. Mm-hmm. So switchback trails, education signs, prompts, things like that.
Oh, cool, cool. And it's a free program, Caldwell Woods. And there's, tons of stuff to do. And it starts at 10 a.m. a couple hours from now. So, you know, plan it, get out there. You know what I mean? What else we got going on, buddy?
Absolutely. There's an open fishing clinic at Green Lake down in the southeast side of the county. Green Lake's a really great spot. If I understand, you probably know a little bit more about me, Chance, or than me, rather. That's a good spot to get some panfish, if I've heard correctly. Mm-hmm. But it falls in that little facility triangle, that being you've got Green Lake Aquatic Center, Green Lake, you have Camp Shabona Woods, and you have the Nature Centers, for some reasons just beyond me, but all three assets are really nice to go check out. So do a little fishing, go explore the trail systems, go inside the Nature Center, check out all that they have to offer as well.
Yeah. Now, that program, if you're 16 and older, you need a fishing license, just so you know, because it's open to, you know, all ages. And you have to go online to register for a 30-minute time slot to learn and
do all kinds of neat stuff with the people that are going to be there. And it's you're not asking a lot. It's still it's a free program. Just make sure you've got your proper license.
100%. And for those who can't make it there, because again, it's 6:35 in the morning, and you know some plans already set up for the day. If you can shoot over in the afternoon at 1 o'clock over by everybody's favorite Sagawa Environmental Learning Center, they're actually doing an indoor presentation exploring the legend of hummingbirds and their cultural significance called The Jewels of Mexico. And pay attention, folks, because not just this is going on, but later on in the month, there's something taking place in a larger capacity out at Crabtree Nature Center on the northwest side of the county, where they actually have a week-long exhibit exploring hummingbirds and the significance culturally, naturally, a few other things going on.
Wow. So what else we got, buddy?
Yeah, absolutely. So on Sunday, if you want to go take a look over at, where do I have this at? Yeah, so you can, it's called From Oceans to Lakes to Rivers, Maintaining African-American Traditional Ecological Knowledge Through Forced Migrations. It's a mouthful. So
I was going to say, Jesus, can you shorten this?
That's why I had to read it. I can't remember. I can't even remember my kids' names. I think I remember the title. So that's taking place over at San Rich Nature Center. You know how this works, Chauncey. And for the public, if you listen quite often, especially when I'm on it, we do value the cultural significance of the natural world and trying to connect the two, right?
Oh, yeah.
So this is a good opportunity. So you want to go down to San Rich Nature Center, please check it out from 1 to 3, and that's on Sunday. And again, it just kind of explores the legacy of that.
Right. And that's down in South Holland, Illinois, everybody.
Exactly. For you artistic or wannabe artistic, myself, there is a painting by the SLU that is taking place on the 9th. That's down on the southwest side of the county. So for this one, all the materials are provided. You just have to come on out and have an open mind. A lot of this is registration based, usually actually most of everything I tell you. But good opportunity to kind of get out and explore and then kind of branch or I guess conceptualize that artistic side of yourself if you're interested in something like that. Now, if I'm going back to the large scale events, again, weather's decent, so we try to get out there and do these. The annual Hummingbird Festival at Sagawa Environmental Learning Center. I said it for you, Chauncey, this time. that's taking place on the 16th at 9 a.m. It's the start time. This is a big, big event. Always is every single year. Rain or shine, I'll be out there unless it's really inclement weather. But explore everything about hummingbirds. We talk about migration patterns. We talk about, we talk about velocity, back and forth, flight patterns, all that jazz. It's all built in there. That also marks, Chauncey, on the 16th, kind of what I was talking about before, the Mesoamerican Jewels of the Sky. It's a week-long exhibit. It's kind of a walking exhibition. It showcases the cultural importance of hummingbirds and the Mesoamerican society. Pretty amazing. This is a new one. And I live up in the northwest area of the county. So for me, I'm going to grab the kids and go over there. It's a really, really amazing opportunity to learn as much as you possibly can. And Jeff and Janice do a nice job of that. So if you get the time, take a look on the website and I'll have the times listed for that week-long offering.
That's cool.
Yeah, why not? You know?
That's kind of cool thing.
So you like camping, right?
Yes.
Just a little bit. We always offer these camping 101s in various parts of the county, different campgrounds. Sometimes the 101s are an abbreviated version, like an hour long, to learn the very basics. But in this instance, on the 16th through the 17th, they're offering an overnighter, and that's going to take place at Camp Bullfrog. So it's kind of a part workshop, part camp out, where you learn the skills, then apply those skills. And if you've not been to Camp Bullfrog, it is absolutely gorgeous.
It is. You said something to me about a bilingual hummingbird exhibit.
So that's the Mesoamerican. They have it in English for a certain part of the week, and then it's in bilingual in Spanish then the secondary part of the week.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what it was. Okay, I wanted to make sure because That's such a cool thing. I mean, hummingbirds are just a cool. I'm very upset because I'm not seeing very many hummingbirds in my yard, but they're all going to my neighbors, so they like him much better than me.
You still want to get out and explore the water trail system. A lot have talked about the trail systems or, you know, land base, but we have Kayak the Salt Creek Water Trail. That's going to take place up in the central part of the county. I think that is happening on the 30th. For you bicycle enthusiasts, whether you just like it just because they're two wheels and you get to ride around and go zoom, zoom, that's great. For those who are a little bit more enthusiastic from the amateur professional side, we are offering the annual Bussy Woods Night Ride. I think that is going to take place 23rd. Yeah, the 23rd of this month up at Bussy Woods. So it's a festival. Mm-hmm. I don't really know how else to describe it. It's a festival celebrating everything cycling related. You can bike the trail system at night under, you know, you've got supervision with police and with Friends of the Cycling Elk Grove. Mm-hmm. They have music. They have adult waters. They have a little bit of everything out there for people. So if you're interested, you can go online and register for that.
Now, this is something I have to figure out because I want to make sure I get there for this one. But it's being done at the Trailside Nature Museum, Museum of Natural History. And it's a nature weaving for seniors. Well, this sounds so cool because this local artist, Phyllis Frick, she's exploring weaving with natural vegetation, seeds, and all kinds of stuff to make small wall hangings. I mean, there are some professional football players that like weaving, and you know, it's not just a girl thing. If you want to, you don't mind me putting it that way. I mean, you could learn how to make some really cool stuff that you made, and you're providing all the materials, and it's going to be a great time, and you just can't go wrong with something like this. And this is Friday, August 29th, so it's free, but you know, definitely it's something to go check out. And that's at the Trailside Museum of Natural History. You know, the more you learn about whether it's bugs, snakes, fish, birds, plants, the more you learn about it, the more you learn that these are all your friends in the forest preserves and out of all of nature. And you don't have to be afraid of it. You need to understand it. That's the trick.
It's part of the fear, right? Mm-hmm. Go into the Christopher Nolan ideas with Batman. Yeah. This is just, you're afraid of it. There's no reason to understand it, and you'll embrace it a little bit better. Yeah, no, 100%. Keep an eye too as we quote transition into kind of the fall time after this month.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see more naturally fibered, I guess is the way I'm going to describe it.
Yeah.
Workshops at various locations, and again, that's using the resources around us to conserve as best as possible. And it's stuff that you can learn and then take that and apply it at home doing different things too. So if you have a chance to take part in any of these workshops, I highly, highly suggest it.
And one last thing from my side is if somebody goes to any of these programs and you really were like, had your eyes opened or it was enjoyable or you watched your grandchildren's eyes get open, send me a note. Maybe we'll do a couple minutes on the air about how your experience was at any one of these Forest Preserve events, because they are just, it's the jewel of Cook County. You know,
that would be amazing. Let me know too, and I'm able to jump on and answer any more questions related to it.
Yeah,
for sure. Hey, Chauncey, can I mention something? It's kind of somber, real quick. I just want to honor an employee and a lifelong advocate of the forest preserves. Recently, we lost. So sad, actually. Really sad. But we recently lost an employee of the Forest Preserves, Nate Diaz, who battled cancer for a little while. He was a laborer with our Department of Conservation Experiential Programming. He left behind four kids, a loving wife, and a lasting memory for the work, the service he provided. He was an amazing guy, super sweet, super genuine all the time. And we're going to miss him a lot. So
sure.
I just wanted to mention his name.
No, he made it good for the rest of us.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, if somebody wants to get more information besides picking up and dialing your home phone number, what's the best way to find out?
Go to the website at fpdcc.com, or you can stop by the Nature Center and event. We'll have brochures. Check out all the cool social media tags and that jazz.
Okay.
As well.
And when you go to the website, just click on the word events at the top heading, and you will find a plethora of information. Tim, thanks so much for coming on.
Always appreciate it. Take care.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks Marine, the largest London Low dealer in the upper Midwest, has those 2026 London Low boats you have been waiting for being delivered every day, all powered by your Mercury outboard. But if you want to enjoy a day on the water, fishing, boating, or just having fun on the water and want to really save some money, Waterworks has a few 2025 London Low boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at bargain prices, so don't wait. Call them up now. Waterworks Marine has the largest selection anywhere of London Low boats at a price you want and powered by a Mercury outboard. But you still have time to enjoy a fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in and see them at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. But remember, ask for that Chauncey special price.
Hey, this is Michael Waddell with Bone Collector. This August 22nd through 24th, I'm going to be at Deer and Beer Fest in Bloomington, Illinois. For all of you hunters looking for deals, this is the time and place to come find some good deals on all the gear that you can be looking for or need this fall. Crack a cold one with me and the boys and look at big bucks and talk deer hunting. I'm telling you, you will not find a better place to kick off this fall's deer season. Come get some deals, bring the family for some fun, and let's hang out at Illinois Deer and Beer Fest.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Some call it a water
boy. Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are going to smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them. They're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And a body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like your snake down a log.
But that's the type of fishing
that we both like.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And my phone has been ringing off the wall. And I know this gentleman we're going to have on in a second, his phone has been ringing off the wall and probably a few other places, not just in the state of Illinois, but across the Midwest and beyond. But we have Brian Schoenig. Is it Schoenig?
Yep, Schoenig.
Schoenig. He's the Aquatic Nuisance Species Program Manager. And I think they ran out of space on his business card because they'd probably add more to that if he didn't. But Brian is the contact gentleman for me who is going to explain this whole black carp, you know, thing that has been hitting the internet and people are asking questions. And, you know, black carp is not a native fish, right? Let's start out with that.
Right. It is one of four species of what we call invasive carp that were brought over here somewhere between the, you know, the mid-60s to 70s. And black carp actually weren't even brought intentionally. I think that the original shipment was just a it was supposed to be grass carp, but they somehow got the wrong fish. But they started toying around with them and discovered that they ate snails and things like that. So they thought, well, this would be perfect for our catfish ponds, because when you're intensively rearing catfish in a pond, you don't want, and most fishermen don't know what this stuff is, black spot and yellow grub. What they are is parasites. And part of that parasitic life cycle is in a snail. So if you can put these fish in a pond, they eat snails, you reduce the frequency of, you know, black spot and yellow grub and things like that.
But, now, I would imagine that these fish were brought down into that whole farming, catfish farming, et cetera, down in the South, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's sort of where they got their start. And just like the other three species, the big heads, the silvers, and the grass carp, eventually escaped into the Mississippi River. Unlike big head and particularly silver carp, though, these things, I think, got out into the wild a little bit later, and they've been a lot slower to expand their population. So they're actually fairly rare, which is why we have a reward program for folks that actually catch them and turn them in. Each one that we get our hands on is pretty valuable from an information standpoint as far as, you know, where the range is currently, you know, what we look at things like their length, their weight, their growth and stuff like that. So we used to take the whole fish and ship it off to USGS, one of our partners, and they would look at all sorts of aspects to these fish. But anymore, we just recently changed the program and expanded it. So now we're requiring a spine off the fish, which is something that we can use to tell how old it is. We have our biologists measure them, weigh them, and we can tell what its growth looks like. And then we get the location from where it was caught. And part of that change in the program was expanding it further south into the lower Mississippi River basin. This program originally started just in border waters of Illinois. And we had a lot of interest from other state partners and federal partners to expand that out a little bit so that we could get more information on these fish. So a number of years ago, we expanded out to the essentially the upper Mississippi River basin and had been operating with that footprint for a number of years. And then we've gotten increased interest from our states and to the south of us, our southern partners. So we decided to expand the program to include those waters as well, so we can get a better holistic look of what these populations look like throughout the Mississippi River basin.
Yeah. Now, the when I look at a black carp, the dorsal fin, does it or does it not have a spine on it?
It does have a sort of a spine. It's more like a fin ray. So it's not like a catfish per se.
Yeah. Because when I was looking at it, I was like, I could see where a lot of things in our waters that have teeth will look at it when it's small and go, hey, it's a, you know, it's a double cheese whopper, you know?
Right. Yeah. So that might be one of the reasons that they've been slow to expand. We don't have a whole lot of information on them, on how fast they grow, where they recruit and things like that. So that's why we're really interested in each individual fish, but they do get really big though. I mean, they get bigger than the other two. I think, I don't know what the world record is on these things, but it'd be worth looking up. It's, I think, close to 100 pounds, if not over that.
Holy, 100 pounds?
Yeah, I believe so. Now I say that.
Listen, you know, the only good thing is that they're not jumping like the Kopi or, you know, the big head carp.
Yeah, ooh. These fish are authentic fish, so they spend most of their life on the bottom of the river.
Right. Oh, my God. 100-pound fish. So I could just see some little kid with a Zepco 202 setting his rod, and this thing goes taking the kid down the river, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you would not you wouldn't get that one to the boat, that's for sure.
No. No. Now, but see, the thing that everybody's going, what? Is that the, sorry about that. The thing that everybody's talking about is that there's a bounty that is being offered by, is it the feds or the state or who?
So the state of Illinois administers the program. So that would be our agency that does the coordination. We actually contract that out with a partner,
mm-hmm.
and they do most of the processing. But this is a pretty unique situation where we're working on behalf of the entire Mississippi River Basin states to administer this program. So it's not just for us. It's the folks that are interested in these fish are the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, U.S. Geological Survey, as well as any mm-hmm. number of states within the Mississippi River Basin. So we are just a conduit for information and in processing these payments so that, and we work with all of our other state and federal partners too, to do the processing to, because what will happen is that the state, wherever this fish is caught, they'll go out, they'll do the length, the weight, they'll measure it, positively ID it, take a spine off of it, and then that'll get shipped off to U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, who then does the aging and does some of the demographic stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, this fish, this black carp, I mean, it's not a bad-looking fish. It just looks like an oversized, you know, big black, smaller. The carp that everyone is so used to seeing is the German brown carp, and they're built more torpedo-ish. They're not as, you know, brute massive as a brown. They're a little bit, you know, more slender, but really black fish. But, I mean, this thing, when it started showing up back in the 90s, they've gone into the Cumberland, the Illinois, the Missouri, Ohio River, Tennessee, and the White Rivers, and they've been reported in Arkansas, Illinois, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Tennessee, and West Virginia. I think I got them.
There's a number there's a lot of reports, but it's always of a few fish.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not numbers of these fish in any one of these locations, but I would say that the data further to the south is somewhat sketchy because there hasn't been any motivation for folks to turn fish in down there. So we'll see how that plays out.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot more fish down there in the southern Mississippi River than what shows up on the USGS non-indigenous aquatic species database. But we are hoping that that is the case, that we start getting more reports from areas down there and we can get a better sense of what the population within the Mississippi River Basin looks like. Because we know these fish move around quite a bit. All of the carp species, the invasive carp species, tend to move around a lot, at least, you know, certain parts of the population. Some of them, you know, just like anything else, some of them are homebodies, but some of them will really range, you know, hundreds of miles in just a short period of time. So they get around.
Yeah, I just mentally can't even imagine the damage when you're starting to talk about a 25 to 55, 75 pound, you know, black carp. And once you said they hang to the bottom tight. So they're really kicking the bottom and disturbing the bottom and really, you know, churning up stuff. What they can do to spawning areas and all kinds of stuff.
Well, the trouble with these fish is actually that they feed on like snails and clams and things like that. So they've got what we call, if you look around the gills, every fish has got like what we call a pharyngeal tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And these have massive, massive pharyngeal teeth. So they can take a mussel and just crush it up and eat it. And that's the concern in a lot of places, because one of the most imperiled group of species in our country is a freshwater mollusk. And these things are feeding heavily on those. So if you look at a place like within the Cumberland or Tennessee system, there's a number of endangered mussel species there. We've got a number of endangered mussel species within the Mississippi River Basin, and these things could be a problem going forward with
mm-hmm.
predation on those mussels.
Now, if somebody catches one of these black carp and they want to get into this bounty program, how does that work?
My first word of advice would be to make sure that it's a black carp first.
That's right.
There are a number of fish out there that are black in color, and you would be amazed at the number of, you know, even common carp, like you mentioned, that have a very distinctly darker pigmentation. Every time this news release comes out, folks start sending in pictures of fish that they think are black carp, and there's a number of species that they look very much like them. Blue suckers are one species that's very similar. A big mouth buffalo, small mouth buffalo, those are all three native species. They sort of look somewhat similar, although their body shape is not quite as torpedo shaped.
Yeah.
But yeah, get a positive ID on it. And generally you can do that by contacting the biologist in your particular state, wherever you happen to be. If you go to the invasivecarp.us website and go to information there, there is a keep cool call pamphlet that has a list of contacts for folks to reach out to if you run across one of these fish.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on your agency or state, you can reach out to them and they should be able to help you out with the ID. And then once we do find, if the biologist determines it is indeed a black carp, they'll be reaching out to go pick that fish up, or, you know, you put it in the freezer and they can get it in the time that's convenient for them. And then we'll go ahead and get those lengths and weights and take that spine off of that fish and send it off, and then process. Once it's received by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, then that triggers our contractor to go ahead and issue a payment for those folks. And for folks that are wondering, you know, what's the likelihood of having an economic windfall from catching these fish, I can tell you that last year we had 128 fish turned in, and that's across the entire upper Mississippi River basin.
Wow.
And of those 128 fish, I think it was 14 or 15 individuals that caught those fish.
Mm-hmm.
And most of those folks were commercial fishers. And those folks are the most likely ones to come across these fish,
mm-hmm.
just because of, you know, where they inhabit. Typically, an angler is not going to come across one of these fish just fishing. And even if you were an angler that was specifically targeting them, I think it'd be pretty hard.
Yeah.
We have had a few turned in, though, so it's not impossible. But mostly it's commercial fishers that are going to run across these fish. And we try and target our outreach to those folks specifically because, you know, they're more likely to see the fish. And hopefully with the $100 reward, it makes it worth their while to go ahead and submit it for our analysis.
Yeah, so you're saying, you know, a fish could be worth $100 per fish.
Yeah, but we do have a cap on the number that you can turn in. I think it's 10, so
$1,000. Yeah, $1,000 a month or something like that, yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. Brian, this is so cool. I feel like we all got to put our six-gun fishing reels on our hip and go carp fishing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it has actually been really, really useful for us to administer this program, because without it, we wouldn't have near the understanding of where these fish are.
Yeah.
And how many of them are out there, and, you know, what habitats, because we can get all that information from folks that is really lacking. And as agencies, we've gone out and we've tried to catch these fish, and it's just really tough. It's got to be the right spot under the right conditions, and they tend to show up, and we can figure that out in certain places. But as we work with folks that are catching these fish, we can also expand our knowledge about where they are and where we're likely to get our hands on them, and then hopefully where we can start to control these populations so that they don't become as abundant as the silver carp and don't decimate our native mussel fauna.
Right. Well, if anybody wants to get more information, what you need to do is go to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and under the search, type in, you know, black carp, bounty on black carp, you know, information like that, and you'll get a whole list of where to contact, what state, because, you know, this program does go to other states. You know, you can find out where in your area you can find out to the exact person to make contact with. And hey, you know, you might, if you're lucky, you can make $100. But more important, it's not the $100. It's the information you're giving DNRs and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to get a better grip on what these fish are doing, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. Well, Brian, thanks so much for coming on the program this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you. Thanks for helping us get the message out.
Oh, anytime. You have an open phone. Anytime you want to give me a call, Brian.
Okay, thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen, the in-stock boat prices have dropped at Waterworks Marine on those 2025 Lunds and on those low with an additional savings of up to $2,500 rebate on certain models of low boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks is also offering rebates on Mercury outboards of up to $500 depending on the model from 2.5 to 30 horsepower. And ask about the extended warranty program, too. But those 2026 London Low models powered by your Mercury outboard that are coming in daily, and they need to make room for them. So the deals are on the table. Don't miss it. But whatever model you choose, Waterworks will get you on the water for your friends and family to enjoy a day powered by your Mercury outboard and feeling the wind and water. Come to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or visit them on the web at waterworks.com to see the full line of boats, or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey special price on a new boat.
Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey, this is Michael Waddell with Bone Collector. This August 22nd through 24th, I'm going to be at Deer and Beer Fest in Bloomington, Illinois. For all of you hunters looking for deals, this is the time and place to come find some good deals on all the gear that you're going to be looking for or need this fall. Crack a cold one with me and the boys and look at big bucks and talk deer hunting. I'm telling you, you will not find a better place to kick off this fall's deer season. Come get some deals, bring the family for some fun, and let's hang out at Illinois Deer and Beer Fest.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com.
Listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Black and blue with the hands of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie. You can't.
Oh, thank you, Sarah, for bringing me back into the world here. That's my daughter, Sarah. Wishing everybody listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, that black carp thing was really interesting. I mean, I love bringing the science of the outdoors to all of our fans out there. not just, you know, here in the United States, but, you know, across the world that listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors in Europe. Hi, everybody out there. Thanks for listening this morning. But, I mean, it is really a cool thing. Don't forget to tell all your friends to like us at Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and also to go to the ESPN app, download it for free, or go to my website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and click on the word podcast if you want to hear any of our interviews today or past couple of months, et cetera. It's very, very good there. Okay. I have to give the Aiden Fischer report because people are expecting it now, even more. But this report is being sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Papa, we took another road trip onto Lake Michigan. We fished in the St. Joe and Grand Haven area. Salmon fishing was so-so to pretty good. School's coming up in a couple of weeks, so we're trying to get as much fishing in so before I get involved with school and more hockey and things like that. We were talking to some of the anglers, and they said that they did well from 90 way out to 120 feet of water. They were using flies and meat rigs. He says, I will know what a meat rig is. I said, well, I do know what a meat rig is, Aiden. Provided, you know, that are getting the most fish right now. Mixed bag of fish, coho, salmon, early morning and late evening are your better times. Once again, those kings, you better be out there before, way before sunup, 2 hours. As soon as that sun is like two hands above the horizon, coho, I mean, the kings are gone. You can still pick up a coho and a steelhead, but the other ones are tough. In Grand Haven, boat anglers, he said, found good numbers in 100 to 150 feet of water. Glow plugs and those meat rigs were good to use, Papa, or those fly combinations. We use our Tony flies, and we catch fish with them every time we go out. Dad set the Dodgers at 40 to 95 feet down. Oh, 95 feet. Okay, I thought I was like, what are you fishing, kid? but when we came in, I saw some of the pier anglers that I yelled to that I knew, and they said they caught some bass using drop shots and live bait. Uncle Tom said he got the boat fixed, the motor fixed, and he went to Lake Erie, and he said, while I moved to deep water, he caught a couple, but nothing to get excited about. It was very, very difficult to locate the fish. Cook County Forest Preserves were seeing early morning, late afternoon are the better times to fish. Rain brought a lot needed water into the southern lakes, but not the northern lakes of the county. Some small ponds have blooms of algae and or weeds on the surface, so be careful. Bass are doing okay. Pike are doing real good at Maple Lake. Whoa, that was I can't believe we're almost done with the show. Thanks, Justin. And once again, I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb every week. And this one comes from the Cheyenne Nation. It says, beware of the man who does not talk, and the dog that does not bark. That's a good one. Beware of the man who does not talk, and the dog that does not bark. Wow. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. The largemouth bass that I caught this past couple of days and throughout western Michigan, I'm really borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll be in the studio next week, so let's gear up and have another great week here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Goodbye, everybody.